It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. When New York City classrooms returned to in-person learning in September, dozens of public schools were left relying solely on open windows and a pair of portable air purifiers for ventilation. Officials had bought a pair of purifiers for every classroom in the city via a Manhattan-based startup named Delos Living in a bid to protect the spread of the airborne coronavirus. But the devices in question don't perform as well as competitors and lack HEPA filters. That's an industry standard for air cleaning. Now, a WNYC Gothamist investigation has found that since the start of the school year, these low-ventilation buildings are recording more COVID-19 cases per student and staff than nearby campuses with access to stronger air circulation. The team also learned that Delos lobbied the city to become its purifier supplier, offering a steep discount for its product. Here to walk us through the investigation in school ventilation is WNYC Health and Science Editor Sikhan Akpan. Sikhan, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start at the top. What's happening with COVID in low ventilation schools?
So from the first day of classes through October 29th, we found that low ventilation school buildings recorded 23% more COVID-19 cases per student and 29% more cases per staff than nearby campuses with more advanced ventilation, such as central heating and air. To reveal these trends, our health and science data reporter, Jacqueline Jeffrey-Wolensky, pulled COVID-19 case data that city officials are required to deliver daily to the New York State Health Department. We then matched those case records against building surveys collected by the city's education department, which provide classroom-by-classroom details on ventilation infrastructure.
What do you mean by a low-ventilation school?
Right. So we defined low-ventilation school buildings as those where 90% or more of their classrooms depend solely on windows and these two air purifiers for air circulation. These were then compared to high-ventilation school buildings in the same zip code, so ones where 90% or more of the classrooms have access to exhaust fans or those HVAC systems. So comparing schools within the same geographic location helps account for various factors that might influence school COVID rates, so classroom size, community transmission, income level, and also vaccine hesitancy in a neighborhood. We ran our analysis by experts at the American Statistical Association and City University of New York, and they agreed with the approach and top-line findings. Here's Dr. Bruce Y. Lee, who works at CUNY and is also the director of the Public Health Research Group, FICOR.
Well, we have to keep in mind that health is an important issue when it comes to indoor design, and the design of the indoors can actually affect your health as well. So again, this is uncovering more issues that really need to be addressed.
And the effect of poor ventilation on case rates was most pronounced among elementary schools, which makes sense, given kids ages 5 to 11 were ineligible for the vaccines through October 29th.
But I thought the city tried to address this problem by buying air purifiers for every classroom, right?
That's right. The city signed $64 million worth of contracts with Delos Living, a startup that calls itself a leader in building healthier offices and living spaces. That provided enough air purifiers to supply each of the city's classrooms with two air purifiers made by a partner company called IntelliPure.
And that wasn't enough?
Not for window-only classrooms without backup ventilation. So independent building engineers told us that aside from lacking HEPA filters, these purifiers don't offer enough airflow on their own in an average-sized classroom, even when placed on the maximum setting. So here's William Bonfleff, chair of the Epidemic Task Force at the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, called ASHRAE.
If you have an air cleaner in a space that's too puny in terms of the amount of air that it circulates, it's not going to have much impact on the whole room.
So several competitors make air purifiers that are similar in size to the IntelliPure Compact, but offer better clean air delivery rates. In fact, our investigation found that several other city agencies rely on other purifier brands, all of which use HEPA filters and provide substantially higher ventilation rates than the IntelliPure air purifiers now sitting in public schools.
But if there are cheaper options that offer better performance, why did the city go with Delos and IntelliPure?
Our investigations editor, Christopher Worth, filed a Freedom of Information request to obtain the city's contracts, where we learned that the Department of Education received a massive discount from Delos. So the IntelliPure Compact purifiers normally retail at $549, but the city paid as little as $209 for them. We also found public documents that showed that Delos hired a lobbying firm with ties to the de Blasio administration last year and this year to target elected and appointed officials with ties to New York City schools. That included Brooklyn Borough President and Mayor-elect Eric Adams, Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer, several city council members, and senior members of the de Blasio administration.
And how are they taking all of this news?
So a spokesperson for City Council Speaker Corey Johnson said the City Council had absolutely no role in deciding the DOE contracts. Manhattan Borough President Brewer also said something similar, that she wasn't involved. We didn't hear back from Adams and several council members. DOE disagreed with our analysis, and it said that at no point did school chancellors or senior members of the de Blasio administration have any conversation with Delos representatives about the purchase of air purifiers, but it wouldn't say if Delos advised on how many air purifiers to put in schools. We also found out that City Hall is using the IntelliPure purifiers, even though they were purchased by the Education Department with federal emergency funding.
See, kind of winter is almost here. Just a couple of seconds left. It's already chilly outside. What happens to these low ventilation schools now? They can't keep their windows open forever.
Yeah, a Brooklyn parent of a child at a low ventilation school said administrators are telling their kids to bring warm clothes to class because the schools have been told to keep their windows open. Yeah, I know, it's really tough. But city schools and teachers do have other options. There are these do-it-yourself air cleaners called Corsi Rosenthal boxes. They're really inexpensive to make. We provide instructions for them in our story on Gothamist.com, which also publishes today.
I've been speaking with WNYC Science and Health Editor Seekon Akpan. Seekon, thank you so much for revealing this.
Thank you.